Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. I host the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And every day from 3 to 3:30, we do a special segment called Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, because that's what most of our political debates are really always about. My special guest today is Abigail Disney. She produced and directed a film called The American Dream and Other Fairy Tales. It's an examination of inequality in America through the lens of her famous family's company. Again, thank you so much for making time, Abigail. We were talking about unionization before the break. And of course, Disney has had one of the most famous slash infamous CEOs in American history, the famous Bob Iger. How open is Disney leadership to negotiating with unions, with employees that are trying to organize? Is this happening in good faith?
So at the time I started pestering them and nudging them, very, very not open, as not open as they could possibly be. So it was important to start with the shaming. And so there was a $63 million payday that in 2018 Bob took home, Bob Iger. Yep. And that was during the same year that people were not being able to pay their own expenses. Again, it's personal. It's very personal. And like how you can sleep at night, I do not understand. So, but the unions had gotten together. They commissioned the study. They'd started working together. And, you know, I mean, partly to help them. They've used it as an organizing tool and so forth. So flash forward to today, and they have just this year signed a package worth $24 an hour. So it's been a significant change. And I've heard noises from management saying, you know, that was a bit of a mistake. So they're really singing a different song now, even though, you know, it's going to continue to be a fight just because it always is a fight.
It's amazing to me because I've had on numerous CEOs, and I would call them professional CEOs, right, that come in to fix companies, lead large companies, expand companies, right, drive the profitability, return shareholder value. And I've heard from a number of these CEOs, I always want the people that work for me paid well. Yeah. Because my business does better when people show up not stressed beyond capacity about whether or not they're going to pay rent or pay for their medicine or prescriptions or their kids' education or their car payment, right? You want people focused on their work and motivated, a constant theme. I'm so happy to hear of the success of this project that you engaged back in 2018. And I just wanted to reemphasize these statistics, Abby, that you shared. When the unions in 2018 commissioned a study, these are the Disney unions, what they found was that 78% of Disney employees didn't make 73. Thank you. We want to get this right. 73% of employees weren't earning enough from Disney and these were full-time employees. 73% of them couldn't cover their basic living costs. And at the time CEO Bob Iger was making $63 million a year. There's a line I want to run past you, Abby, and just get your visceral reaction to it, because I heard some echoes of my own thinking when I read the title of your film. I have been talking about, since I graduated from law school in 2003, the idea of the mythology of meritocracy in this country. Mm-hmm. And that once you earn that $1 million or two, then you think you need to earn 5 and 7 and 10, and that this makes you a hyper-valuable person. That we define people's usefulness, their almost their moral virtue in this economy, especially through a lot of Republican talking points, based on their income. Mm-hmm. But that is a mythology, right? Like, it is not always the case that those of the greatest merit make the most. And it is antithetical to capitalism to assume that you should pay workers less because you need them to buy the goods that you produce. We need people going to Disney movies and buying Disney products.
Exactly.
Your reactions to that.
There's an inherent tension for any CEO. Like Henry Ford very famously said, I want to pay all my workers so much they can afford, you know, anything coming off this production line. He also said at the same time, you know, it's really frustrating because all I need is a pair of hands and I have to hire a whole person Like, so I think all CEOs are torn, and it's a natural tension, but there's such a thing as optimal tension, right?
Yes.
And what happened was that we lost the other side, the power of the other side that was pulling them from the other direction. So Wall Street won in the struggle and then doubled down on their victory and used their power to completely crush the voice of the workers who were telling CEOs everywhere that dignity is not optional. It's not a decision you make later with the extra money you have left over. It should be built into your business plan the day you start working.
I've said frequently, if you can't pay people a living wage, your business model stinks and maybe you need to be rethinking things.
Exactly.
And we can look to very clear trigger points, you know, like stock buybacks weren't legal until 1982. It was written into the Internal Revenue Code.
They were unethical.
Correct. The idea that CEO pay would be tied to a short-term return or some stock metric, again, it creates these very short-term incentives. And if you're all thinking to yourself, well, Wall Street, yeah, I don't like them, but listen, they're trying to create greater value and all these things. No, they're working on that same short-term incentive structure as well, with no consideration, no incentive built around whether or not the workers and the middle class in this country can continue to consume the goods that these largest corporations produce. My special guest is Abigail Disney. Her film that came out in 2022, just to correct what I said before, is 2022, The American Dream and Other Fairy Tales. You can find it at AmericanDreamDoc.com. It is available to rent or buy on Apple TV and Prime Video. You can find out more about Abigail at AbigailDisney.com. Abigail, we got a lot of swing voters. We still have undecideds, if you can believe it, in Wisconsin. And in just a few moments, can you share with us your message to those voters here in Wisconsin?
You know, Democrats are the party that is fighting for working people. This is what I care about. The freaking economy won't stand up unless we pay working people.
Thank you, Abigail. I am going to be watching your film this weekend. Folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. You can find the show on Civic Media's YouTube and me on X, Insta, and Facebook at The Maggie Dawn Show. We have got a very special guest coming up next. Her name is Minnie Timiraju, president of Reproductive Freedom for All, talking about getting out the vote in Wisconsin. Keep it locked.
Thanks for listening to Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of Civic Media and the Patriotic Millionaires. For more information, go to patrioticmillionaires.org and be sure to tell your friends. The Patriotic Millionaires buy advertising across a number of Civic Media stations.